This is a Collider.com audio interview.
It's sort of a dark cast to do because the original vision of the company was modular
cast. Well, the intention was to either create new material or remake old material. We still are in development. I Saw What You Did, an old Dark William Castle movie, and Macabre. I mean, House of Wax wasn't a Dark Castle movie, but it was an old movie that we kind of re-envisioned. But, you know, I mean, we always intended to do, you know, both movies that were, you know, that were kind of remakes or, you know, reimagining and new products. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense. We never intended to limit ourselves just to remakes. It's great. I mean, I love sitting in that room with 6,000 kids and their people and showing them our work. You know, I mean, I like it.
Have you gotten to the point where you can tell from the vibe in the room how Flip is playing, how well exactly?
I think that the trailer played good. I mean, it's the first time we showed the trailer. I wasn't really overjoyed with the sound, but it was okay. And but it's out tonight on. I hope people go to see Lady in the Water. It's on Lady in the Water tonight, but it'll be out in the world and on the web tomorrow. And we launched it here at Comic-Con, which is, you know, significant. You know, I mean, I think it's a good place to show it, to start it, and talk to you guys and talk to the kids. And, you know, we did a little thing with MTV. They punked Hillary down there on the floor, so it was pretty good. But it was just good to be here.
Is Comic-Con the kind of thing you would come to if you didn't have a movie to promote, just to kind of take the pulse of?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I went to the video game event in L.A., which I thought was important to go see what's going on there. And I mean, I just like walking around and seeing what's here, what people are responding to. And I think I would probably come. Yeah.
It's your second horror movie with an Oscar winner. Does that give it more cachet with the audience?
I mean, that one was our biggest success at Dark Castle. So, I mean, you know, I hope it would continue to do so. But, you know, look, she's great in the movie. She's great to work with. You know, it was a kind of grueling shoot to go through, you know, because of two hurricanes. But she's great, and I think she's good in the movie. I mean, I think it's a good movie, so I think it'll work for us. I mean, people want to see her, I hope.
One of the things the genre tends to fight is the perception that a lot of horror movies and people perpetuate this, that you can just throw in some pretty actors, kill them, and that's a horror movie. So having such a high caliber cast, does that help fight that?
I think that, you know, there's a lot of competition out there. I mean, the movie has to be a good movie. It has to attract an audience. It has to have some elements in it that are fresh and original. And I think that, you know, that really haven't seen anything like this before. It isn't like another retread of, oh, that movie I've seen before. It really is something. It's a really fresh movie. I mean, she's this miracle debunker, and her job is to, you know, check occurrences out around the world that where things occur that essentially could be miracles, and she has to show scientifically, explain how they occur, and then she gets to this city in Louisiana where she can't do that. And I think that that's a fresh idea.
What was the choice to go down to lead actress? Well, I think that was absolutely necessary.
Well, that was driven by, that was economically advantageous because the state is very movie friendly, far more so than our lovely state here in California. And it made financial sense to shoot there. And so since we were shooting there, we just decided to set the movie there. It made the most sense. I mean, I think in the original script, it was, you know, I think originally it was Connecticut or something. I mean, they just said it. But it was much more, it was better in a Bible Belt type setting, and it worked much better where we did it. But I think it worked great down there. I mean, it was rough, but I think it worked great down there.
What was the actual impact of the hurricanes?
I mean, it was, you know, it was horrifying, you know. I mean, most of our crew that were local were from New Orleans, and they lost everything. But we had housing and food and ice and electricity, and everybody was able to come up with us and their families and live with us. I mean, everybody didn't want us to leave. They wanted us to stay and finish the movie. So there was jobs and a kind of an infrastructure that could function. And, you know, we just do what we could. We had to give up our radios and our generators to FEMA and everything. I mean, we were part of the relief effort, but we got through it and we, you know, we survived.
And have there been thoughts of doing, say, a premiere performance down there to benefit charity?
I don't know. I mean, we did a lot. We were down there. I mean, the studio did a lot too, but I'm not quite sure what we're going to do, but, you know.
Well, What about coming out just after Halloween?
It's November 8th. That's a good date for the movie. It's a really good date. It's a Wednesday, you know, so it worked out really good for us. And, you know, I mean, I think there's a lot of, you know, when we first, not like it's 100 years ago, we started doing the Dark Castle movies, the first one, which was 98. I mean, there was a rule of thumb that you couldn't put movies out at Halloween. I mean, there really was. People, no kids are going to go to the movies, they're out trick-or-treating. So we put a movie out on Halloween, and it did very well. So now the Halloween is full of horror movies. But, you know, but there are a bunch of films around us, but we're okay. I think we'll be okay.
Does it give you a chance to stand out from,
I think there's Grudge 2, and there's Saw 3, and there's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know, 0.1, I don't know. But, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I think we have a different kind of movie. It's a supernatural thriller. It's got Hilary Swank. I think that we have a good shot. It's a good movie.
That's a big fan of your work, Wachowskis.
There's something coming. Something coming that...
Are they officially getting behind the camera?
I hope. Perhaps. Looks like it.
Any date on an announcement?
Soon. Could be soon.
Glad I was able to tie you down for
Look, I love them. They're incredibly talented guys. They are so focused, and I mean, they're great guys and they're funny and I love being with them, but they're so focused, and when they commit to something, they commit to it, and we're close to committing to something that I would think would be fantastic for them to do, and if they do it, which we're close to, then it'll be great. I mean, everybody will know about it, it'll be great.
I guess, is there any hint of original based on a comic book?
I can't give you anything, but I promise you, when I can, it'll be there.
I will say that as a fan of the collaboration that's been done thus far, I'm incredibly looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's really, if they pull this off, it's again going to do things you've never seen before, and in a way that you can't imagine. So I mean, but they're studying all that now, and if they can do what they want, then it'll be great.
Can you tell us about the status of Wonder Woman?
I mean, Josh is close. I mean, his last draft was good, and he's doing another pass now. He's got a few things we all want him to do. And look, we need this to work. It's got to be good. I mean, I hope next year we can be talking about the movie. You know, I mean, that it'll be real. You know, and I just hope that if the studio wants to make it. I mean, they want to make it, but it's got to be a good script. I mean, they greenlit it before. But I was never happy where we were, you know. So we got to get the right material, and then we got to... It's an origin story, so she's young. I mean, she's a young girl, so I don't know if you'll ever heard of her before or not, you know.
You said the draft was good. I mean, you have seen a...
Well, I know. I've seen two drafts. Yeah. He's getting there. Look, it's a process of development. But, I mean, I've been through this for many years, but I just didn't want to make it until it was a really... good script, and I think we're getting there.
Given any serious consideration to casting, have you started any talks at all? Are you really waiting?
No, but I said she's young. So, I mean, it's either going to be someone you've never heard of or somebody very young. I mean, it's, you know, she's like, you know, she's a, you know, teenager, late teens, you know. I mean, so.
I was talking to April in the spring, that Warner Brothers might want a Superman sequel gearing up so quickly that Bryan Singer might not be able to do Logan's Run. Has the box office performance of Superman made it more or less?
Oh, no, he's going to do another Superman. He's definitely going to do that. But, look, I wanted to do Logan's Run. We've been talking about it for years. I mean, I know the studio has, in the past, said, let's just move on. And I just don't want to move on until I'm sure Brian won't do it. And he keeps saying he wants to do it. So,
is there any way that movie could be done with a different director or
something? Of course. But, I mean, yeah, sure. There are people that want to do it now. But I so much of this was his idea, I'd like to follow through with him, and I love him, but if he can't do it or won't do it, then we'll move on, but I'm not there yet.
Is that kind of loyalty rare in this industry?
I don't know. No. I mean, I think that people, you know, he's a guy who I've been working on this thing for years. I don't want to just say goodbye, you know? I mean, I've worked with Oshas for 10 years. I mean, you work with people for a while, you have a relationship with him that you want to just keep, you know. So I did a movie with Steven, I don't know, almost 20 years ago, I guess, you know. Not quite 20, maybe 18, Predator 2. So, I mean, I've been after him to make a movie with me for years. So, I mean, you just stay with people that you like and you know. I mean, I meet new people all the time. You know, Oliver Hirschbegel is the first time I work with him on The Visiting, and I'm working with Neil Jordan on The Brave One with Jodie Foster, and I'm working with David Dobkin, who I never worked with before, did Inviting Creditors. He's doing Fred Claus with me and Vince Vaughn. So there's, you know, new people, but I like Brian. I like to work with him.
Branching out into comedy?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess. I mean, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was a funny movie, but no one really saw it. But
action.
Yeah. But this movie's got a lot of action in it, too. You know, but it's a big movie, and I think it'd be fun to do. And I like Vince. I mean, you know, we've known each other for a long time, so.
Okay, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is absolutely one of the best movies I saw last year. Was there a way that could have been marketed so that people would have seen it? Was there another approach?
I mean, it was. I always say it was a feathered fish. It was neither fish nor fowl. It was a kind of an odd duck. There was no way to get it out there. I mean, they tried. I mean, I don't blame Warners. They tried. I mean, they aggressively marketed it in 5 cities, and they didn't. People didn't respond. I mean, it's just. It was a weird kind of movie. I mean,
you're not sure how like an indie movie with that 5 scenes in the city rollout and sort of gave people the impression that it was this esoteric movie that they wouldn't like.
We had good spots, and I mean, it would open the first week, it would be strong, and people would go, and then they wouldn't, you know, and so then we'd open to 5 more cities, it'd be strong, and they wouldn't. I mean, we tried everything. Maybe it'll find an audience in DVD. I hope that will, you know. Maybe. If it had been Mel Gibson and George Clooney as those two guys, I wouldn't have had a problem. But you know, Val and Downey are great in the movie, but they wouldn't draw an audience into the theater. And it got phenomenal reviews. I mean, in my life, I never got that. You know, Rotten Tomatoes does this thing, this fresh, and they gave me a little award. It's a fresh. I never got one before. But you know, it wasn't enough. But I still am very proud of the movie. I just wish more people had seen it.
Yeah,
but that was always an experiment. It cost $15 million. We knew it was an experiment. You know, we knew that. I mean, it wasn't what I normally do. I mean, it was. Shane did a great job, but it was a little experimental movie, and we tried it. And it, you know, I made Hudsucker Proxy too, which was an experiment, and they didn't go see that either. But you know.
Have any other projects with Shane lined up?
Yeah, he's writing something, a horror movie now, as a matter of fact. And maybe some television things. I mean, I love Shane, so I'll stay. I'll work with him.
Back to Wonder Woman. Is there an era of the comic books that Joss is particularly...
It's now. The movie's right now. I mean, he's gone through all the comic books, but it takes place right now.
But there's no, like, specific, like, he likes somebody's work on his report.
I mean, he's kind of stayed all of them, you know, all the different eras, but it takes place now.
And what's your update on The Visiting?
It's pretty good, pretty strong. You know, it's Nicole and Daniel Craig come out probably in, I think, February or March it comes out. So but we're working on it now, and it's a good movie. It's creepy, it's dark, it's eerie. He's a very talented guy.
In a specific area, you've worked all around the world. Is there an area that you really enjoy working in?
We had a really good time in Berlin. We really enjoyed shooting in Berlin. I mean, we did that on V. It was really great in the UK. And I love shooting in Australia. You know, Australia's great shooting.